By the way, the run credit system that might come up during the comment or during the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies, 10:15 Eastern on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. Lima had an observation game one of the NBA Finals last week that there are no logos again on the floor. And you made a mention. You said it's been years since they've had a logo on the floor, and it takes away from the feeling of the finals. The finals logo used to be on the floor in the script of
Steven and the score bug. Yeah. They're just not doing a good job of making any of this special.
And it's like, hey, man, like, the Super Bowl is different from all the other games. I think the World Series games are different from all the other games. And I think Major League Baseball does do a good job of not just the game. It's like, hey, it's October. No. The bunting's back. All the other things that they put on the... They spray painted on the field. You are in the ALCS. You are in the World Series. These are different things. Mm-hmm. The NBA doesn't want to do any of that. Like, the only thing that you would notice it's a special game for are a bunch of handed out shirts. That's it. That's it. You were right. You said, why don't they paint it on the court? Well, in game two, they superimposed the logo, the finals logo on the floor. Adam Silver, before game three, commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, was asked about that on ESPN/ABC. Here is the commissioner of the NBA.
I've seen some of the chatter on social media around on-court decals. People don't realize they went away a decade ago because there were claims that Kendrick knows some of the players were saying it was slippery when we had the decals on the floor. So we're back to adding them virtually. So those are on.
Which people were quick to notice this. What do you call the in-season tournament floor then?
Right. So it's a different floor that has different paint job.
Well,
so it's a big decal.
But yeah. The decal is something that's added after the fact that's on top. It's like putting a wrap on your car.
Yeah, but so what I don't understand is...
The floor is painted and then glossed over.
Right, but why don't they have, because you know over
it... A finals floor.
Right, why don't they have a finals floor, or at the very least, a portion of the floor, because you've been over there.
Well, that
in between the hockey and basketball games, you see how the floor gets installed.
Is in the back, yeah. And they bring it out for special events, like... Wine and Gold United members go back there and have parties on that 2016 floor.
Okay.
Like a portion of it.
That's
fun.
I believe, you know, they sold some of it off and given it away and auctioned.
They've got part of the center circle out front that is, you know, lined up on the wall. So all I'm saying is these teams are worth enough money. You know, for me and you to just have another basketball part of a court would be ridiculous.
But we have four jerseys already, and there is a different floor for each one of those, plus your in-season tournament floor. Let's go get another floor.
Well, my question is, the floors are built in Ohio. In Ohio builds the floors.
Where?
I don't remember
Columbus handout?
No.
It's called floors, but it doesn't have a Z.
I think most people in the world don't realize that, like... Footballs, everybody in Ohio knows, but footballs are made in Ohio.
Yeah.
The NFL footballs are made in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And that the floors, I do believe, come from a company in Ohio. It's either here or Michigan, but I think it's here. How long does it take?
We've got to win this.
How long does it take to make a special floor? Does it take that long? Because I would say, could you make two floors, but you don't know who's getting the finals?
I think you
can. Can you paint it and send it out that quick?
You should be able to make the interior, not the, you know... Because where it's really going to differ when it's your team, right? When it's Oklahoma City's, they're going to want that blue that is the color of their jersey as their out of bounds area and all that. I think you should be able to change the interior.
Yes, that's my first point. The second thing is, he said it's been 10 years. Okay, well, what have I seen in technology that wasn't there 10 years ago that's there today? They got the Waymos driving around. Well, you know. That's not the best example at this moment, but still, you got self-driving cars out there.
You got a fire extinguisher you can use.
You got self-driving cars out there that weren't around 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I would imagine the good people at 3M or DuPont or wherever could find me a floor logo that you could paint it on that's not going to be very slippery. Third thing is this. I saw a lot of people reacting to Adam Silver. You know, we lived to hate Roger Goodell for a long time. Now, you and I have always kind of felt differently. At least I have. It's like, well, hey, guys, like the owner or the commissioner is there. He's a conduit for the owners. And he's a go-between the players union and the owners and the media rights entities and things like that. They obviously wield a lot of power. But also they're there because they shield the owners from severe criticism. You know, Roger Goodell, part of the reason he makes 50 or 60 whatever million dollars a year is that they don't want to get cussed out. The owners don't. So they'll just go let Roger get cussed out. And I would say the same thing with Manfred and Silver. But there were a lot of people where Adam Silver went from, like, beloved in the NBA and in pro sports to saying he's the worst commissioner in pro sports. For a long time, people were saying Roger was. Then it was Rob Manfred. Has Adam Silver taken over as the worst commissioner of the big three? I know you got your theory. I just want to ask you a question.
Well, I would say yes, based on sports talk radio conversations, he's the worst. But in actuality, the valuations of NBA teams way more than baseball. They've gone up way more than baseball, and they just tripled the TV deal, again, way more than baseball.
True, but so, I'm saying they're all, because if Ken Rosenthal's still making the argument going, it's a $12 billion a year industry, okay, well, Rob Manfred didn't do a bunch of things to stop that from happening, so they would all be good in that case, with the exception of one of my favorite sports, but that's a totally different argument when it comes to that one. But go ahead.
So again, there are a ton of things we complain about, and again, you're only getting... You're getting less people now watching the NBA Finals than last year's World Series. Now, last year's World Series, Dodgers, Yankees, those are two of the bigger brands in all of sports. But that is concerning for the NBA. But then as I say that, I remember, oh, yeah, they just signed that TV deal last year that baseball would do very, very naughty things to get a deal like that done. And they just would never be able to.
I had to ask it. I think the vast majority of people, Roger Goodell has taken like this turn. It's almost become fun for him to be booed, and it's almost like, you remember when you, like, pro wrestlers, when you were a kid, you hated them. And then as you get older, like, man, I got a lot of good memories with that guy. Ric Flair. You hated Ric Flair when I was a kid, and now it's like, I like that guy. Is it that way with Roger Goodell with America?
It's absolutely.
Yeah. I think so.
I think Kurt Angle, everyone chants "You suck," and if you know the song, it's
yep.
And they say it when he came back. It was like a term of endearment for him.
Mm-hmm. It's the like you've made thing. It fun.
Roger waits for it now. He puts his hands up and openly wants it.
And the purists, I mean, they may hate Rob Manfred, but at the same time, like, hey man, the pitch clock—it's been a game changer. We had Anthony Castrovince on. Like, there's been some good there. I just had to ask you the question. So, what is the What is your theory about the NBA Finals? I didn't get a chance to get to it earlier. I got to get to it here. Go.
That we keep wondering when are the NBA Finals going to be able to capture that mass audience again? When are they going to be able to get huge ratings again and make these games feel special and big and get the country's attention? And I think part of the problem goes back to the super team era that we were involved with. That how can anything ever look like what was on the floor in 2017? Go back to 2017. It was LeBron on our end, Kyrie, Kevin Love, and a very, very dominant regular season Cavs team that also dominated in the playoffs up until the finals. What did you have at Golden State? Holy cow, you had Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala. That's five Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is ever going to equal that now in the second apron era? Where now it doesn't even make sense. Like, Kevin Durant's going to be available, and people are wondering, does that even make sense? Somebody as talented as Kevin Durant. We have gotten away from the super teams now, which is what everybody wanted. But now the basketball, did anybody know the names of any of the guys on the floor last night that would be outside of SGA and Halliburton? Yeah, maybe Cavs fans, because we just played the Pacers.
Not before this playoff run.
Yeah, you would not have known
who Mathurin was.
Smith. Maybe a few years from now, but how's Oklahoma City going to keep their team together? They might already lose Lou Dort. He was phenomenal last night. At one point, he was 5 for 5 from 3-point range, and all of them were huge, and he's a dominant defensive player. They might have to lose him because of the second apron. So our brains, it's going to have to be further away from that era of Miami Heat, the Heatles, right? Then the Cavs and the Warriors, getting further away from those years to recalibrate. Because right now, these teams on the floor, despite analytics, despite what the numbers say, the shooting, these teams don't have five Hall of Famers on it as we sit today. It's just not going to be as much talent. You're never going to associate any of these finals teams
you pointed out before the show, it's kind of, for the basketball fans out there, the guys who are basketball first, like, credit where it's due, the guys who listen to us and like the Taylor Tollivers on Twitter, brought to you by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, right? you said what, 8 million people were watching the finals, then that's a low number, but that's your hardcore basketball.
You've got the hardcore.
So you get your delight. And I don't want them to change what they've done. I really don't. I want this to stay as long as they possibly can, because I think we're just at the beginning of this grand experiment when it comes to the second apron, and I don't think that big sweeping change to go back to the way it was is necessarily the best way to do this, because I feel the Cavs, I never thought I'd ever see a Cavs team that was this good ever again. That's why I'm a little bit defensive of them. I never thought we'd have a chance ever again. And if we go back to the old level, I'm going to go back to thinking we don't have a chance ever again. And it's the same way a lot of people think in baseball. I don't want to go back to that. So if I just get used to this, I think that eventually a star will stand out. Maybe it will be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Got to get his team going right now. But maybe there will be a star that doesn't. Somebody's going to have to take the torch. We don't just look at one of the big three sports and professional sports in America and don't make a legendary star out of it. We don't do it. Now, he may not match up to LeBron, MJ, but he may still be in the conversation by the time it's all said and done. Who that is, I don't know yet. I don't know. But I think we do it for everything. Like, you can't have, even I, as a person who's like, all right, I'm going to tune in a little bit of the Stanley Cup final, but you know how we are. We have the monsters here, but we're not breaking down hockey every chance. Got a lot of respect for it, but it ain't what we do. You would say, yeah, I know who Wayne Gretzky is. I know who the great one is. I know who Sid the Kid is. I know who Connor McDavid is. Like, they stick into your head. I don't know if there's a great one on the way right now for the NBA. But if there's success, somebody's bound to take that mantle.